You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dan Kangurski of Pittsburgh Hockey Now. And, of course, Dan covers all kinds of hockey. Did I see you made an announcement today or something about another branch of Pittsburgh Hockey Now?
No announcement yet, but. We have agreed in principle to bring on another big name into the fold, and I'll just leave the big announcement for either later this week or sometime next week.
Okay, well, the expansion draft, if I'm not mistaken, I think is like next Wednesday or something. It's like the 21st. So at some point here in the next couple of days, right, isn't that when the lists have to be in?
The lists have to be to the NHL by 5 o'clock on Saturday. That's the 17th. They'll be made public the following day, and all hell's gonna break loose.
Well, yeah, that would be the question that I have for you. Do you have any more insight into which direction the Penguins might go here?
Well, I think it really does hinge, and not a lot of people have talked about this, but I think it kind of hinges on their Jeff Carter decision. Do you protect a 36-year-old who looked like he was toast in February, or do you protect him because he was dynamic with, 14 goals in 20 games with the Penguins? Or 13 goals in 20 games, sorry. So there is a definite decision to be made with Jeff Carter, and that decision will have a couple ripple effects, because if you protect Carter, then you have to most likely expose not only Jason Zucker, who I think we all expect to be unprotected, but then you have to unprotect Jared McCann or Brandon Tanev. If you don't protect Jeff Carter, then you obviously risk losing him to the Seattle Kraken, but you keep your 26-year-old sniper left wing, and Tanev has really kind of become a bit of the heart and soul and the energy of that team. So I think those three players, the decision kind of will come down there.
Well, and I think that's the biggest thing to me. I think I think it would be a mistake to not. I think they should. To Jeff Carter, to me, seems like a guy who came in, and it worked really well for a very short period of time. But as you said, he's, 36, 37 years old. That seems to me like something that we've seen the best of him in a Penguins uniform. I don't know. That's just the way I feel.
No, I think you and I are on the same page there. Originally, when I first started doing the analysis, I'm like, wow, how can you not protect Jeff Carter? They searched for a third-line center for a year and a half between Nick Bonino and Derek Brassard, and they still didn't get it right, maybe until they got Jeff Carter. That's about a three-year period. So there's clearly a danger to not having a solid third pivot in the lineup. I think the Penguins can gamble and not protect Carter because, look, Ron Francis is a deliberate, careful guy. The word we're getting is they're going to be a little bit patient with their expansion draft, which means youth and guys they can grow into the Kraken hockey family. That's not necessarily Jeff Carter. And only if they see him as their captain for several years do I think they take him. And what we saw with the Penguins clearly would be that guy. But the guy he was for the past 2 years with the LA Kings, who got moved off of center and who looked, you know, a bit dusty and crusty, that guy still is, you know, would not get picked in the expansion draft. So I don't think Francis rolls the dice there. I think he would take, you know, one of the Penguins' defensemen or Zucker before he took Jeff Carter.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing that you look at what the Penguins have, and I think they can't get sentimental about what happened in the last, you know, three or four, you know, five or six weeks of the season. You know, it's interesting. I had a guy on from Tampa the other night, and you know, from the Tampa radio network the other night, talking about the Lightning. And I, you know, the question that I have, I think a lot of people have, is that do the Penguins have sort of the same kind of transformation of their roster or whatever you want to call it as the Lightning have over the last couple of years, or is it really realistic to think that they can make enough moves to really change themselves into a team that seems to be built for the playoffs?
You know, that's really an interesting question. I don't know. I was surprised how good the Penguins were this season. I expected them to be a bit creaky, you know, kind of coming into the playoffs and perhaps not even make it. I expected a dogfight for the Penguins, not for them to win the division. That surprised me. I think how well the new additions played and even how much improved some of the guys like Jared McCann were this season. So it is possible. You have to catch a little bit of lightning in a bottle, no pun intended. You have to kind of get a couple guys to come in and exceed expectations or find a GM who's desperate and take advantage of them. You know, those things happen occasionally, but you need some good fortune for both of those things to happen. I won't say it's not possible, but it surely isn't likely or easy.
Well, I think the other part of it is, do they have a Vasilevsky?
Yeah, that's look, Tristan Jarry, I think you and I disagree a bit on him. I think he's a solid starting goalie in the NHL. His playoff performance was clearly below par and not good enough. But that was once. I think he gets a second crack at it, unless an elite goalie, you know, the stars align and the Penguins get an elite goalie to come in. Other than that, you know, Jarry is going to be the guy, and he's good. Let's see, you know, in a second year or a third year where his development takes him. He's got the physical skills. Now, you know, it's developing the mental part of the game. It's that attitude. It's all of those things that, you know, we see goalies not hit their prime until 27, 28, 29 years old in a lot of cases, and Jarry isn't there yet. So I don't know that he's a finished product yet.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's the thing. There's a lot of discussion that people, you know, that the people within the Penguins organization actually really do believe that he is, you know, a guy who is going to get better and better and be, you know, capable of being that guy.
I would agree with them. I think we saw Tristan Jarry steal points for the Penguins this season. You know, that's been a long time since the Penguins had a goalie steal points for them. You know, Matt Murray after 2017 was kind of just on the downward trend. And obviously Fleury was gone and they went through some pretty poor backup goalies. Antti Niemi jumps to mind pretty quickly. So Jarry was an upgrade this year, and the Penguins would be justified in seeing where it goes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the thing. Now, you look at the expansion draft with the Kraken. You know, obviously they didn't – it's not going to be quite as rosy for them as it was for Vegas. One thing I don't understand, why is the NHL not forcing Vegas to be a part of this thing? Like, why are they this has like been one of the best teams in hockey the last three or four years or whatever. Why are they exempt from this?
Yeah, that rule was made a few years ago, right? Before the Vegas Golden Knights were the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm sure if NHL GMs had a chance to vote on it, they'd probably strip that rule away. No question about it. But, you know, Paul, there's a twist here to this expansion draft compared to Vegas. Look, George McPhee, when he was the GM of the Golden Knights, fleeced everybody. I mean, he got a second-round pick from Jim Rutherford just to take Marc-Andre Fleury, for God's sakes. That was, you know, some brilliant GMing. In fact, I wrote about some of the ridiculous trades that he pulled off back, you know, in the 2018 offseason. He got Columbus to give him a first, a second-round pick just to take William Karlsson, who then went and scored 43 goals, and Wild Bill has been fantastic for Vegas. So there was a bunch of those. Ron Francis, because McPhee ripped everybody off, won't get that chance. Instead, Francis has gone a different path. He's raised the price on those side deals so that he will, in fact, you know, not get many of the side trades, but he'll get better players on the unprotected list. So you might see Seattle be very good as well, just kind of taking a different path.
Yeah, well, again, I think it's going to be interesting to see how it all goes and how it all comes together. But it feels to me like they learned a lesson from Vegas, and we won't see a team that's, you know, what was it, one game or two games away from winning the Stanley Cup in their first year?
Yeah, they lost in Game 6 on Vegas ice. Paul, I'm surprised we haven't seen more trades leading up to Saturday. I think you might see Pandora's box open Thursday or Friday as teams make their final decisions and then the phones start burning. Hey, I want to get something for this guy. I think we're going to lose. Let's just say the Penguins were to expose or decided they were going to expose Jared McCann. Then they essentially send out that SOS, hey, McCann's going to be exposed, give us something for him. And I think you'd have a lot of teams making that phone call to Ron Hextall saying, yes, we'll give you something for him. Draft picks or, you know, first or second year players or whatever, you know, what have you. So I think you're going to see at least a few of those deals this week, if not a lot of them.
Yeah, well, Dan, I appreciate you taking some time and joining me, man, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out here over the next week.
I can't wait.
Thank you, Dan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.